Hello, sweetheart. I'm so glad that you've decided to spend this time with me today. To just relax with me and get nice and comfortable. Feels really good, doesn't it? In fact, that's all you really have to do. Just get nice and relaxed and just prepare to listen. Prepare to get a little bit mindless with me. Nice and feminine, like the good girl that you are, that I know that you want to be for me. So just find a place to be nice and comfortable. You can lie down or sit down or anything that makes you feel really good and just open-minded. And you don't have to close your eyes. No, right now you can leave them open if you want to, or they can close if that's what feels good to you. I just want you to picture a nice, pink, pretty flower right in front of your face, because that's what you really are, aren't you? My nice, pink, pretty flower. And you can think about that flower just opening and closing, like it's blooming over and over again. And that's really just like you, isn't it? My pretty flower who's going to bloom for me. And as you look at that flower and your eyes just feel a little bit heavy, well, it's totally fine if they just close. There's nothing that you have to do. It's just that, well, you want to do it, don't you? You want to listen to me and you want to obey me. You want to be under my control. It feels so good to be there, doesn't it? So if your limbs feel a little bit heavy, you just need to sink into wherever you're sitting or lying down. Well, just allow that to happen and let your mind get nice and empty for me. You can feel it happening, can't you? Your eyes just focusing on that flower, that pretty pink flower blooming over and over again. And is that a tingle that you're starting to feel down between your legs? Feels good there, doesn't it? Feels so feminine and sweet, and maybe makes you feel a little bit obedient, doesn't it? In fact, before, if you were used to having a cock in between your legs, well, you know that's gone. If it was ever there at all, it's totally gone now. And instead, we both know that it's just your little clitty. This is just a special little hypnosis just between us, a special little induction just for the two of us. Feels so good, doesn't it, to have this little secret between us and know that your clitty is getting so aroused and leaky and maybe even a little bit throbby just for me. I know that I like it. So you see, you should feel very, very relaxed now. And anything that was in your mind before, well, that's gone, isn't it? All you can focus on, all you really need to focus on is my voice and listening to me. And that feels so good, doesn't it? You wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And as you listen, you can feel yourself getting more and more feminine, more and more girly. Isn't that what you want to be? Honestly, my slutty girl. My cute, pretty, slutty flower. Oh, who wants to be so good for me and so obedient? Oh, and every time you listen to this, you can just feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper under my control, can't you? Every time you listen, in fact, every second, every minute that you're listening to me right now, you're becoming more and more devoted to me, more and more under my control, more and more feminine. And as you listen, I want you to get dressed up. I want you to be dressed in very pretty clothes for me. If you're not dressed up right now, that's okay. You can just imagine it, but the next time you listen, I want you to be in full, sexy, feminine clothes. I want you to wear a nice, sexy bra for me, preferably pink, because that is my favorite color, and you do belong to me, don't you? You are my sweet girl, so if I want you in a pretty pink bra, well, then that's what you're going to wear, isn't it? Maybe something a little bit lacy, too. A little bit see-through. And how about a nice pink pair of lacy panties? You'd look so cute in that, wouldn't you? So sexy. So slutty. I bet your little clitty would be so tingly and aroused in those panties, wouldn't it? Oh, I bet it would leak. I bet you'd get those panties all leaky for me because you'd be feeling so good being my little slut. And of course, a good little slut like you isn't just wearing her bra and her panties. Not at first. No, you're going to have to wear some stockings too. I think some white fishnets might be nice, or maybe some black mesh stockings, ooh, with a garter belt. That would be really, really sexy. And I think a pair of high heels, pink, don't you think, to match the bra and the panties? I love that idea. I also love the idea of you and maybe some pink lipstick and some nice black eyeliner and mascara. You know why I especially like the lipstick and the eyeliner and mascara, don't you? Because, sweetie, that's going to get all messed up, isn't it? When you start being a good little slut for me and using that mouth the way that it was meant to be used, that lipstick is going to get smeared all over your cute little face. And if you're gagging on cock, like you're definitely going to, that eyeliner and mascara is going to look so cute running all down your cheeks while you try to be such a good, desperate girl for me. So how are you feeling right now? I bet you're feeling really, really empty-headed. In fact, that's totally fine. I want you to feel like my sweet little bimbo. And that boy's name that you had before, that's totally gone. I want you to think of our special name. That special little name that we came up with together that makes you feel so girly, so feminine, so sweet and obedient for me. You can just keep repeating that name over and over in your mind, and you should feel so special because I gave it to you. That's right. I'm your mistress, and I gave you that name. So it's really an honor. You can say, thank you, Miss Vivian. Thank you for giving me my sweet, submissive, feminine name. Thank you for making me the cock whore, the cum whore that I'm about to be. You're welcome, sweetie. I do so love that. Just for you. Just for you, this sweet little hypnosis, this sweet little mesmerization. It's really just our secret. In fact, knowing that it's just our secret, doesn't it take you deeper and deeper down? Doesn't it make you feel even more like we're just ensconced somewhere together, sharing this little secret just between us? Doesn't it make you a little bit more tingly? I know it makes me excited thinking about us having this little secret. Of course, that's not to say that I won't share it. Oh no. I will share our little secret with the right people. But first, I want you just to think about being my little slut. I want you to think about what that really means. And I want to give you a few little mantras to repeat to yourself. Every time you're feeling a little bit horny, I want you to think about these. And I want you to repeat them to yourself and understand that you are mine. Let's start, shall we? You can just say them along with me. Just repeat them under your breath. I'm Miss Vivian's good, obedient slut. It feels good to say, doesn't it? I'm Miss Vivian's good, obedient slut. I exist only to serve cock. I exist only to serve cock. And I'm addicted to salty, creamy cum. You naughty, naughty girl. You are, aren't you? Just say it. I'm addicted to salty, creamy cum. Miss Vivian owns me and controls me in every way. It's really true, isn't it? Miss Vivian owns me and controls me in every way. And last, I long to fulfill everything that Miss Vivian wants for me. I long to fulfill everything that Miss Vivian wants for me. And, well, you know all the things that I want for you, don't you, sweetie? You want to be my good little cock slut, don't you? You want to be my good girl, and you want to take cum for me. And you want to be feminine and sweet and obedient. I know. I know exactly what you want to be, and I just want you to think about this. Think about a little visualization, a little bit of imagery taking you down deeper and deeper. And you can just imagine that flower blooming over and over again. It's almost like your pussy getting so wet and excited and needing to be filled. Ooh, you know, flower imagery in itself, it's so, so sexual, isn't it? So when you think about that pretty flower blooming, and maybe even when you see flowers from now on, you're immediately going to think about yourself as being my good little slut. So why don't we think about those flowers? Let's think about a vase full of flowers on the floor of a building, of an apartment, right on the floor, and you're by it on your knees. That's right. Those flowers aren't on a table. No. They're right there on the floor, and you're right next to them in your bra and your panties and your stockings and your heels and in your lipstick and your eyeliner and your mascara. And you're kneeling on the floor and you're waiting. You're waiting like a good girl, like a good little whore. And what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for, darling? I think you know what you're waiting for. You're waiting to serve because I've invited over a few special friends. I think you can picture them in your mind, can't you? These friends aren't women. Although I do have some lovely dom friends who I'm sure would love to teach you and train you. But no, right now I think we both know that these friends are men. They're strong, dominant men. Not like sissy crossdressers like you. No, not like little femboys. No, these are real, strong, dominant men, and they love to fuck sissies. They love to train them. They love to exert their dominance over them. And you're right there on the floor, looking at those pretty flowers, smelling them, feeling sexier and sexier, and ready to take them, ready to give them exactly what they need. Because remember, you are my little cum whore, aren't you? You are addicted to the taste of that hot, salty, creamy cum, and it's what you need. So I just want you to imagine that anticipation of waiting for them. Oh, and then you see them enter, and they're tall and broad-shouldered, and they're serious, and you know that they're not going to take no for an answer. You know that they expect to be pleased. And you also know that I'm there. I'm watching. I'm waiting. I want to be proud of you. I want to feel like you've been a good girl, like you've really learned your lessons, like you've really taken your training to heart, and you're going to serve them well. So when the first one unbuckles his belt and pulls out that big, thick, nice, veiny cock, and I tell you to open, Especially using that special little name that's just between the two of us. Well, you're going to open that sweet little mouth, aren't you? Oh, you're going to open it so nice and wide, even if it's a little scary at first. I mean, I'll bet you've practiced, but probably not with anything quite this big, quite this thick. And it's really going to be a stretch to get that pretty lipsticked mouth around it. Oh, I bet your lipstick is going to smear all over your face as you're trying to fit it down your throat. And don't expect him to take any pity on you. No, he's going to give you all of that cum, and he doesn't care if he makes you work for it. In fact, we both want to see you work for it. We both want to see you gag on that big cock and be the desperate little slut that you know you were meant to be. So just picture it. Picture that nice big cock down your throat and you just sucking away, trying to be the best little slut that you can be, trying to prove to me that you really are mine, that you really do belong to me and you want to do an excellent job for me. And remember, you don't have to think about anything else. Isn't that the nice thing? That you're just my little empty-headed bimbo from now on. You don't have a care in the world. The only thing that you want is to suck cock and get fucked and please. So you're going to take that nice thick cock all the way to the back of your throat. And I want you to think about him with his hand on the back of your head, just pushing you down deeper and deeper, all the way to the base until his balls are practically resting on your chin. And then he's going to keep you there, sweetie, for as long as he needs, as long as he needs to just explode in your mouth. You might drool a lot. You will if you're doing a good job, and I want to see it. I want to see you drool and gag and moan around that nice, big, thick cock. And it's okay if that little clitty of yours is throbbing and leaking. I'll bet it's throbbing and leaking now, isn't it? Just thinking about getting to do that for me, getting to suck that big, thick cock, and knowing that you're going to get all that hot, salty, creamy cum down your throat and in your belly. You can imagine exactly what it's like, that groan that he gives you. Oh, that grunt that he makes before he just comes down your throat. Oh, all the way down. In fact, you don't even have time to really swallow. It all just kind of floods your mouth and you take as much as you possibly can, and the rest you just have to lick up like the good little slut you are. You're not going to miss a drop. Even if it lands on the floor, you're going to get down there and you're going to lick it up because you're addicted to that hot, salty, creamy cum, and you want to be Miss Vivian's good, obedient sub, her good, obedient little cock slut. So you're going to take every single drop of that precious cum. How are you feeling right now, sweetie? You're feeling good? You feeling like this is exactly where you should be? Finding it hard to think about anything else? It's just the two of us, remember? Just the two of us talking. Just the two of us sharing secrets. That's right. You're my special, special girl. And I know that you're always going to do a very good job for me. Now, we talked about you sucking cock, about being my little whore, his little whore, my little bitch. That's right. You are. You're his little bitch, aren't you? So slutty, so dirty, so submissive, so mindless, so empty-headed. And we have used that one cute little hole, but you see, you do have that other one, don't you? That cute little pussy. Oh, have you used it? Has it been properly stretched out? Or do you think that you need a little bit more training? Personally, I think that you need a little bit more training, and luckily I have some friends who are more than willing to help, because, you see, he's not the only guy there. Of course not. There are plenty more where he came from, and you can just imagine them. That's right, isn't that the wonder of hypnosis? Isn't that the wonder of our little secret sharing, that there can be as many guys as I want to take you, to fuck you, to use you? So you can just imagine them around you. Oh, maybe you're just all stretched out now on the floor, and they're standing over you, so big and strong and dominant. And I'm there too. I don't want to miss out on all the fun. Of course not. I have my harness and my pretty pink strap on, and it's pretty big itself, so don't think that I'm not going to use you either. No, you're my toy, and if anybody is going to break you, well, it's going to be me, isn't it? So I want you to think about getting pulled up and bent over, maybe the side of the couch, and those little panties of yours being ripped off. Oh, they're going to get all torn, but that's okay. You don't mind, do you? We can always get you another pair. Oh, those panties are going to be ripped off you, and oh, can you imagine that big, strong man right behind you, telling you to pull open your cheeks so that he can have access to your dirty, naughty little slutty pussy? Bet it would be so excited, wouldn't it? Clenching and unclenching, desperate to get filled like the little sissy slut that you are. Oh, and you can just imagine, him slowly, slowly starting to fuck you. Oh, oiling up that nice big mushroom head and slowly nudging into you. Oh, it'd be so hot, wouldn't it? It feels so good, doesn't it, baby? To be taken like that, to know that you're going to be used no matter what. That you don't really have a choice in the matter, because you're just our property. You're just there to be a good little slut, a good little cum whore. And you can imagine that big mushroom head slowly stretching out that cute little pussy of yours, while your clitty is probably just rubbing on the couch desperately. You're probably humping the couch. Oh, and it would feel so full, wouldn't it? As he just starts fucking you so nice and deep. Oh, you can feel that. You can feel that cock just slowly entering into you, and then just starting to really, really fuck you. Nice and deep. Oh, imagine what that would feel like. So nice and deep, fucking you with those long strokes. You're going to take every inch of that big cock, and you do have your mouth open too, don't you, darling? I think it will be perfect for my strap on, because I do want to get a good look at you. I want to see you while you're getting fucked. So I'd have you open up that mouth of yours nice and wide, and I'd really give you something to suck on, really give you something to focus on while you're getting fucked like the dirty little slut that you are. Oh, I want you to imagine that. I want you to imagine both of those holes getting used and those other men standing around you, enjoying the show, jerking off their big, thick cocks while they watch. Maybe even talking about you, not even to you, because really you are just my sweet little object. Maybe they're congratulating me on doing such a good job training this new slut, this new little cum whore who's here to please them. I know I would feel very, very good to hear that, to know that they approve of you and the job that I've done training you, and it would feel so good for you, wouldn't it? To feel like my sweet little object, to know that you'd pleased me. Not that it would be very easy for you to concentrate, would it? With my pretty pink strap on in your mouth and you getting fucked so nice and hard from behind, his hands on your hips, just using you back and forth, being spit roasted between us, those other guys jerking off on your body, knowing that they're going to give you all of the cum that you need. And afterwards, I'm going to make you lick it all up. Every single drop. Now I want you to imagine. I want you to imagine him getting closer. You can feel it, can't you? How he's more insistent. Ooh, how that cock is really, really fucking that cute little pussy of yours. That cute little sissy pussy. And I bet she'd be pushing back against it, moaning against my strap-on. What is that, sweetie? I can't hear you. Are you saying you want more? Are you saying you want more cock? Are you saying you want more cum? Remember your mantras, darling. Remember that you're just my obedient little sub. Remember that you're addicted to cock. That you're addicted to that hot, salty, creamy cum, and you want all of it, don't you? Imagine him grunting and then, oh, spurting all of that hot cum into your pussy. Oh, filling you up, giving you purpose. You know, you never need to go back to your old life. That life is totally gone. You can feel it, can't you? With your new special girly feminine name and understanding that you belong to me, that this is the rest of your life, being used like this, being my good little cum whore, my good little cock whore, all of those guys jerking off on you, onto your stomach, onto your face, onto your hair, and knowing that you're going to be completely covered in it, and you love it. You love it. Why would you ever want to go back to being a thinking person when you could just be my sweet little bimbo forever? My sweet, empty-headed little bimbo cock slut for the rest of your lucky little life. And I'll keep you dressed up in your cute little outfits. In fact, I expect it. I expect you to always dress up for me, always be ready, free use, to bend over any time that I want you or that any of my friends want to use you. Use that pussy of yours, use that mouth, and maybe if you're a really, really good girl, I'll let that little clitty of yours spurt every once in a while, but not too often. No, because I want to keep you horny and desperate and aroused. That's how good little sissies should be, shouldn't they? Always ready, always eager, always desperate for more and more cum, right? Now, we're almost out of time for today, but I want to finish up with those mantras we talked about earlier, my sweet, sweet girl. I want you to remember them, and I want you to associate them with that pretty, pretty flower that you can visualize right now. In fact, every time you see those flowers, you're going to think about exactly what you were meant to be. Remember, you are Miss Vivian's good, obedient slut, aren't you? You exist only to serve cock. You're addicted to that salty, creamy cum. And you were meant to be a cock slut. You were meant to be a good little whore who serves now. Now that we finished our little training for the day, you should be feeling very, very relaxed and very, very aroused too. And in a minute, you're going to wake up. You can see that little flower in front of your face blooming over and over again. And when you feel like it, you can just open your eyes and you're naturally going to just come back to yourself. And you may or you may not remember what we talked about today. It might just come in little snippets, or you might only remember when you see those little triggers, like a pretty blooming flower right in front of your face. But don't worry, darling. Don't worry, sweetie, because we do have that special little name between us, and we do have our special little secrets, and you do have your special outfits that you know you need to wear for me. So you'll just be feeling very, very good. And it doesn't really matter what you remember and what you don't, because there's that little place in your mind that I've opened up, and it's totally empty, and it's going to stay that way. It's reserved only for me and what I put there. So now, just open your eyes and wake up. And hello there. I hope that you enjoyed our little conversation. You should be feeling so, so good. And I know that it's probably a little bit disorienting, but trust me, we had a very, very good talk. And I know that we'll be talking again very, very soon, because you do really want to be my very, very good girl, don't you?